QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 16, 2017. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. First, we urge you to contact your senators right now for passage of the Amateur Radio Parity Act. The Amateur Radio Parity Act holds special significance for us in the Aries community who prepare our portable, mobile, and home stations for emergency and disaster response communications for the safety, health, and welfare of our families, friends and neighbors, community, and partner agencies. We cannot do it without good antennas. The Amateur Radio Parity Act was passed unanimously by the House of Representatives in January as H.R. 555. It provides a mutually satisfactory compromise reached between the American Radio Relay League and the Community Associations Institute, which represents homeowners associations. The Senate bill, S-1534, allows for effective outdoor amateur radio antennas for public service and emergency communications while protecting the prerogative of community associations. Please take action and urge your senators to pass S-1534. I did this week. The ARRL has set up a special web utility that makes contacting your senators as easy as possible. It took me only 1 minute to process and send my letters to my senators. To do it, click on https://arrl.rallycongress.net. And I'll repeat that URL. It's https://arrl.rallycongress.net. Now, here are some Aries briefs. Ted Lubers, K1AYZ, tells us that Emergency Management Magazine published a very favorable article on amateur radio. Check it out at www.govtech.com/em/disaster/hams-monitor-weather-events.html. And GovTech is spelled G-O-V-T-E-C-H. Now I know that's a long URL, so I'll repeat it slowly. www.govtech.com/em/disaster/hams-monitor-weather-events.html, and GovTech is spelled G-O-V-T-E-C-H. On August 9th, the IARU Region 2 Area G announced an emergency communications exercise. The Hurricane Watch Net was activated for Tropical Cyclone Franklin on August 9th. Also on August 9th, radio amateurs in Atlantic Canada were on standby during a telephone outage. On August 2nd, Oklahoma radio amateurs participated in a FEMA exercise. And on July 28th, Seattle radio amateurs took part in their Hubs and Spokes earthquake scenario drill. To learn more, click on arrl.org/news. Aries Los Angeles, or Aries LAX, Northwest District Amateur Radio Operators, shifted from a plane crash mass casualty drill to a real major fire response in a single day recently. On Saturday, July 8th, with record 108-degree heat, the ARRL Los Angeles Section's Aries Northwest District Emergency Coordinator, Ruzi Mowberry, W1EH, didn't know that a real emergency would come just 6 hours after his Ares members finished a full-scale, all-morning, multiple hospital mass casualty drill. The planned mass casualty drill involved numerous hospitals and first responder agencies following the scenario of a fully loaded private jet crashing at a busy freeway junction in the Encino area 1 minute after takeoff from nearby Van Nuys Airport. Ares LAC's Northwest members deployed to their assigned hospitals by 7 a.m. for the drill to handle backup communication on hospital utilization and bed availability. Mr. Mowbray reported this was also an excellent case of Ares interfacing with other disaster-focused amateur radio organizations. But after a few hours of rest, later in the day, the Ares LAC Northwest's real emergency came from a 6:37 p.m. explosion and fire at a City of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power 230,000-volt receiving station in the San Fernando Valley's Northridge area. While firefighters fought flames, the receiving station's electric flow was shut down, leaving 147,000 homes and businesses without AC mains power for up to 11 hours in the searing evening and overnight heat. Five hospitals that Ares LAC Northwest serves, including Major Trauma Center Northridge Hospital Medical Center, switched to emergency backup power. Ares LAC Northwest quickly established a net, and Mr. Mowbray immediately deployed to the 409-bed Northridge Hospital. He stayed there until 5:55 a.m. Sunday. Assistant DEC Marty Wall, N6VI, served as net control, while Assistant DEC Dean Quadra, WA6P, and Emergency Coordinator David Goldenberg, W0DHG, kept in contact with other hospitals to determine their operational status. Although Ares only physically deployed to Northridge Hospital, other Ares members were on standby throughout the incident. The reduced electric power available at Northridge Hospital, combined with extreme hot weather, resulted in numerous patients being relocated to unaffected hospitals. Mr. Mowbray gave a full presentation on lessons learned from the July 8th through 9th drill and actual emergency at his August Ares LAC Northwest monthly meeting. First, you can never have enough HT batteries. Some Ares members were recharging their depleted batteries following the morning hospital drill when the early evening power outage occurred. Second, the hospital drill proved another reminder that repeaters cannot always be relied upon. Having a simplex backup plan is essential, and Ares LAC Northwest had one. Third, on such an extremely hot day, and backup power unable to work hospital air conditioning systems or kitchens, Ares members need to be prepared for such operating conditions. They had to bring their own food and water. And finally, Ares LAC Northwest learned that hospitals can take up to 24 hours to fully recover from a lengthy power outage because of re-sterilization procedures and ensuring critical medicine and tissue storage areas maintained proper refrigeration. We wish to thank the Ares Los Angeles Section Manager Diana Feinberg, AI6DF, for this report. It's time to take a short break for a few seconds. Please stand by. We'll be right back. Now, more of the ARRL Ares audio e-letter for August 16th, 2017. Get with the set. ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, or SET, Fall Classic, just ahead. The main weekend for the 2017 ARRL Simulated Emergency Test is just a bit more than a month away. It is on Saturday and Sunday, October 7th and 8th. The primary league-sponsored national emergency exercise is designed to assess the skills and preparedness of Ares and other organizations involved with emergency and/or disaster response. ARRL Field Organization Team Supervisor Steve Ewald, WV1X, said every local ARRL team and or ARRL section will come up with their own scenarios and work with their served agencies and partner organizations during the set. Mr. Ewald noted that not all sets will take place on October 7th and 8th. Mr. Ewald also noted sets can be rescheduled at the local and section levels and conducted throughout the fall season to help maximize participation, and ARRL field organization leaders have the option of conducting their own sets on another weekend if October 7th and 8th are not convenient. Mr. Ewald explained that ARRL field organization leaders, such as section managers, section emergency coordinators, section traffic managers, district emergency coordinators, and all of their assistants and net managers, are among those tasked with developing plans and scenarios for this year's set. Mr. Ewald also noted that the set invites all radio amateurs to become aware of emergency preparedness and available training. ARRS, the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, or RACES, the National Traffic System, Skywarn, Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, or SATERN, and other allied groups and public service-oriented radio amateurs are encouraged to participate. The object of the annual nationwide exercise is to test training and skills and to try out new methods. Over the decades, the ARRL has established strong working relationships with such organizations and agencies as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the National Weather Service, the National Communications System, the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials International, or APCO International, the Citizen Corps, the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, or NVOAD, REACT International, the Society of Broadcast Engineers, or SBE, the U.S. Power Squadron, and the Boy Scouts of America. Mr. Ewald said getting to know these organizations at the local, section, and state levels and how to work together for effective emergency and disaster response service is important. The annual simulated emergency test provides the chance, and you and the radio amateurs of your community help make it happen. To get involved, contact your local ARRL emergency coordinator or net manager. See the ARRL section's web pages or your ARRL section manager. Contact information is on page 16 of every QST magazine. Santa Barbara amateurs support Endurance Run in Los Padres National Forest. Over the weekend of July 14th through 16th, 15 ARRL Santa Barbara Section HAMs operated from 10 remote aid stations in support of the Santa Barbara Endurance Run in the Los Padres National Forest above Santa Barbara, California. The Santa Barbara Endurance Run is a 100K ultra run, combined simultaneously with a mountain marathon and heavy half marathon for those not challenged enough running on flat ground. 118 runners registered for the 100K run, with 39 finishing. 48 runners registered for the mountain marathon, with 29 finishing, and 68 for the heavy half marathon, with 34 finishing. This is a tough run. Concerns, as always, when operating in remote areas, are reliable communications when cell phone coverage is marginal to non-existent. The amateur radio operator's mission was to advise when runners were reported in distress, exhausted, or dehydrated. The operators were able to dispatch trail sweep motorcycle riders to locate and escort runners to a vehicle or aid station where they were rehydrated and either returned to the race or retired from it and got a ride to the finish area. Radio communication support was provided primarily through the Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club, K6TZ, or through the Rover Portable Repeater, operating on the Santa Ynez Ridge above Santa Barbara. Backup communications were provided through the W6YJO and WB6OBB repeaters, also on the Santa Ynez Ridge. There are always lessons learned. In this year's race event, several late changes to the course were made, primarily due to trail and road damage from winter storms. With the course changes and accompanying aid station location changes, radio coverage between the aid stations and the net control station can become unpredictable. Relay operations and alternate simplex channels became the order of the day. While supporting the 100K Ultra Run, the amateurs were also monitoring the K6TZ primary repeater for status reports on the Whittier Fire, approximately 10 miles away, near State Route 154 and Lake Kachuma. The fire eventually grew to over 18,000 acres, with more than 3,000 being evacuated. The fire also threatened both the W6YJO and WB6OBV repeaters. Thanks went to Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club for the repeater support for this operation. And our thanks go out to Stuart Stone, KG6BOV in Oxnard, California, for this report. Tennessee Aries Group, mentioned in mayoral address. Jeff Standifer, WB5WAJ in Franklin, Tennessee, reported, "On Wednesday, July 23rd, Aries members represented the Williamson County, Tennessee Aries, or WCARES, at the mayoral annual State of the County Address. This year's address was aimed at volunteerism in Williamson County. The Aries members set up a booth at the entrance of the convention center and displayed drop kits and handed out ARRL literature. They were approached by several attendees who showed an interest in amateur radio and wanted to know what Aries does. During the mayor's address, he spoke about WCARES and had a slide in his PowerPoint presentation showing WCARES in action. This was a great opportunity for WCARES and amateur radio. Thanks, Jeff." And it's time once again to pause for a few seconds to take a station break. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for August 16, 2017. Please let us know if your repeater is airing the Audio Aries E-Letter, or if you are listening to it via social media, by sending an email to kz3ab@arrl.net. Please include the method by which you are listening. That email address again is kz3ab@arrl.net. And if you don't mind, please copy your email to the ARRL Aries E-Letter editor, Rick Palm, K1CE@arrl.net in your note. I'll repeat Rick Palm's email address. It's K1CE@arrl.net. Now we'll continue with San Diego Winlink. RMS Express Weekly Drill starts eighth year. Recently, the pioneering San Diego Winlink group began its eighth year of its weekly drill program. Ed Sack, W3NRG, said, "I am pleased to note that in the period since we began, we have missed only 1 week on the drill exchange, and if my arithmetic is correct, that indicates we have conducted over 360 drills during that period. The number of drill participants has remained fairly constant over the 7-year period the drill has been in existence. The number of addressees has been between 20 and 25, with approximately half of those having been active during the entire period, and the other half being those who join, practice for a while, and then are replaced by new participants. The weekly response rate runs from a low of 55% to a high of 90%, with 75% being a fairly good overall average. During the life of the drill, there have been many upgrades to the Winlink RMS Express program. Of particular note, the idea of standard templates was introduced several years ago, and the drill message today is sent out on the latest WinLink IC213 template, which of course can be accessed by those who use templates as well as those who do not. WinLink has become the program of choice for emergency and disaster response work in many corners of the nation and the world. Mr. Sack also said, "We believe that having a trained and prepared cadre of WinLink emergency communicators in the San Diego and Northern Baja region provides a very powerful tool for ARES and other organizations to utilize should a serious emergency or disaster occur in this region." Thanks to Ed Sack, W3NRG, for this report. And that concludes the ARRL ARES Audio E-Letter for August 16, 2017. If you would like to hear the audio e-letter online, you can go to arrl.org/ARES-E-letter-audio-version and click on the date to which you would like to listen. That information again is arrl.org/ARES-E-letter-audio-version and click on the date to which you would like to listen. The ARRL ARES Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL ARES Audio E-Letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL ARES E-Letter, which is compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, please visit ARRL.org. If you have any questions about amateur radio in general, or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Or you may give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2017 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.